In the beginning, the V show was very closely tied in with the Obama administration. People were going, what the heck is this? I'm going to have all that on my website coming up. You'll see all the documentation. Fast forward to the fact that on March 15th, the show ended. And what they revealed in the very last episode was this thing called Project Ares. Up until this point, you had a resistance that was working against the V's, and that's all there was. And the resistance basically gets wiped out. All their people are dead. There's hardly anybody left. It looks like the V's are going to be able to take over the Earth. They're these nasty, shape-shifting reptilians with human skin. And what happens is the female lead of the resistance meets with this guy who is actually the actor that was the original male lead in the original V. And he says that he's a member of Project Ares, that it's a government group working in underground bases outside the elected government, and they are presented as humanity's best hope against the ETs. So look at what's happening in both of these shows. In V, you also have the ETs trying to use a swine flu vaccine to create a mass killing of humans on Earth. This is not an accident. They keep repeating the same themes over and over again. It's just taking me time to document all this. I have a great conference coming up this weekend, and I ran out of time to get all this done, so that's why I'm doing it now as an audio blog. I wanted to release the Fulford interview the same time that I'm releasing this. I don't want to create a feeling of doom and fear. I'm telling you all these things because I believe you're responsible and mature enough to listen to what I'm saying and not have your mind go crazy from this. These insiders are trying to do harm, but there are factions here on Earth and factions outside the Earth that have aligned against them. What you're going to hear from Fulford now is very obvious testimony that he is coming from a perspective of these groups that are working to stop this stuff from happening. Fulford doesn't get too much into the disclosure aspect of things, but he has said repeatedly that when these varying factions from China and from Japan that want to come forward, if they succeed, they will be bringing out free energy, they will be bringing out gravity shielding, they will be bringing out all sorts of technology that can save the Earth. I do believe disclosure is real. Fulford has also said on his blog that there is a whole faction within the Pentagon that has turned against the negative groups and that wants to come out in the open with Stargate technology, portal technology, teleportation, all this really cool, very highly advanced stuff that should normally only be in the purview of extraterrestrial technology. I tried to grill him on that in this interview, but unfortunately that part of the interview was lost. I do want to do another interview with Fulford soon, but it would be irresponsible for me to ask for that interview without coming to this first. All of these things seem to be coming to a head now. I don't know if it's going to be this year where we'll see new developments, but another really important point is that you have the power to control the outcome. It's very obvious that these insider factions are trying to make extraterrestrials out to be evil and scary and horrible creatures. Both the event and V are showing you that. They are trying to make you afraid, and they are hoping that a certain subsection of our population will be absolutely terrified of extraterrestrials. Now, I want you to think about the birth certificate issue for a minute. Regardless of whether Obama was born in Hawaii or Kenya or Mars, as some people are trying to say, or some place outside the Earth, it doesn't matter. The point that I want you to think about is there is a propaganda technique called psychic driving where they keep hitting you with the same thing over and over and over and over. Now, why, do you ask, out of all the different things that they could take up arms against Obama about and go crazy about and obsess on, why his birth certificate again and again and again and again for 2.5 years this has been going on? What if the reason why the birth certificate issue has been raised is to get people thinking about where you're born and that if you were not born in the U.S., then you are the enemy. Hence, humans that come here that look like us but were not born here are the enemy. That's psychic driving. That's what I think is going on. Maybe Obama wasn't born in Hawaii. Maybe he was. You can't ever prove it, okay? And please don't attack me one way or the other, because I don't really have an opinion. I think it's impossible to prove. And one of the things that I concluded my most recent blog with, a very, very important point, is that this whole process I'm discussing with you right now is a spiritual process. It's a process that involves the evolution of consciousness. It's a process that has been predicted in many ancient cultures. The whole 2012 prophecy is not simply something that you only see in, for example, the Bible, with the idea of the rapture and the idea of the tribulation. You also see it in Egyptian prophecy. You also see it in Babylonian prophecy. You also see it in Native American prophecy. You see it in the Pacific Island prophecies. You see it in Hinduism. You see it in Buddhism. You see it in Islam. You see it in the Celtic prophecies. You see it in all different things from all over the world. I've done the homework. I've painstakingly put all this together. There is a book coming out August 18th called The Source Field Investigations. I took material that I probably should have compressed out into 5 books, and even then it would have been dense. And I said, you know what? I believe 2012 really is going to be something. I'm not going to be greedy. I'm not going to try to milk this thing. I took all of the very best stuff I had, and I threw it all together into one book, which was very difficult to do. It's very data heavy, but it reads wonderfully. It's over 500 pages. I think it's 528 pages. That's coming out. We need a lot more pre-orders of this book than we have right now in order to be able to get on the New York Times bestseller list. Now, I'm not doing this for profit. I'm doing this because if we get the New York Times bestseller list, then what we now have is an effective tool to be taken seriously by the mainstream. What I'm hoping for is that disclosure will happen. Because once this book is out there in the open, it will be able to turn the whole focus of disclosure away from whether the ETs are good or bad and into things like, why were the pyramids built? What are they really for? What were these ancient prophecies all about? What is the Golden Age? How do we get there? And all of this information will be disclosed, revealing that, in fact, your mind thinks with an energy field, not just with the brain. In fact, people can be completely clinically dead and still have cognitive processes functioning. I go through an incredible battery of evidence that we do have reincarnation, we do live more than one life, and I go through stunning evidence, including many ancient prophecies such as Zoroastrian prophecy, suggesting that we have the potential to evolve into beings of light. We have the potential to become ascended beings. Now, what does that really mean? What it means is that we can step into a reality in which levitation, telekinesis, telepathy, instantaneous healing, and even time travel are as effortless and as easy to achieve as breathing. We literally can change the matter state of our bodies, allowing us to slip into parallel realities where time is three-dimensional, and we can walk around in the universe just as effortlessly as we walk down the street right now. I believe that that's what the potential is for where we're going. Now, there are two different ways to get there. It does seem that according to the Law of One series, which is my philosophical basis, that one of the ways you can get there is the negative path. Now, the negative path requires 95% service to self behavior. Service to self behavior is defined as manipulation and control. I think it's very highly unlikely that anybody could reach 95% service to self unless they were willing to rape people, to torture people, and to murder people on a massive level. If you're not going to do that, then you're wasting your time being negative because you're not going to hit 95%. I have to laugh in amazement when people accuse me of being on the negative path, because if I am, I'm doing a piss poor job. If I was doing a good job, I would be out there doing all sorts of heinous stuff. I would be trying to lure people into a selfish philosophy that says that you should be manipulating people and controlling people, and none of that stuff is going on. I would be promoting fear. Instead, I'm promoting positive attitude and love and trust. Now, the other path, the service to others path, requires, according to Law of One, that you be just slightly over 50% oriented towards service to others. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to go drop everything and run to your local soup kitchen and start doing volunteer work. Service to others can be as simple as having a positive attitude in your own mind, in your own body, that's where you're coming from. You're not coming from fear. You're not coming from scarcity. And most importantly, you're not coming from control. You're not trying to manipulate people. You honor their free will. You're not coming from hatred. You are able to see the events that are happening on the earth. You obviously take action when you can. You do things to try to stop these atrocities from happening. But you also understand scientifically that we are sharing this energetic mind. The energetic mind is not confined within the trappings of our own brain. We share that mind on a collective level. I've proven that scientifically in my book. It's coming out soon enough, but I wish it was sooner. When you understand we all share the same mind, that means that if you cultivate a positive attitude in your own mind, you're actually changing events in the world. The so-called Maharishi effect proved that 7,000 people in meditation reduced worldwide acts of terrorism by 72%. That means almost 3 out of 4 people who would have picked up a gun and shot somebody or committed other acts of aggression and atrocity simply don't do it. Only 7,000 people can do that? How does that work? Well, in the Law of One series, they describe something they call the Law of Squares, which is probably better described as the Law of Exponents. The word squares probably was the result of them not being able to find the word exponents in Carla's mind as the channeling was coming through. I do believe this stuff is very credible. My new book goes into extensive documentation proving that this Law of One stuff is right on so many levels. So when you look at this material, one of the things that you see is this whole discussion about the service to others path and this Law of Squares or Law of Exponents. What they say is that each additional person seeking positive, loving thoughts creates an exponential increase in the amount of calling. Whereas when people are in fear and in anger and in hatred, their mind only counts for one vote. So even 7,000 people is enough to create that exponential increase that will override all of the people on earth who are having fear. Now, this is something that is out there in the Law of One in 1981, and then the scientific proof came out afterwards in which we have multiple documented studies, 39 studies in all, proving this, what I call meditation effect, really works. A small group of people meditating can have a huge disproportionate effect on the world. That's what we know. Now, some of these insiders are saying that they're trying to blow up the New Madrid Fault in the U.S. That's a fault that runs pretty much parallel to the Mississippi River. Fulford announced this in his most recent blog. You're seeing the Mississippi River having a massive flood. It's as if that flood water, they're trying to lubricate the fault to try to get this thing to happen. Now, what I was told and what Fulford is being told, everything lines up, that what they're trying to do is create a massive earthquake and then attack these nuclear power plants and create a very similar situation to Fukushima. This is what they're doing because they're totally out of time. They have no options left. I do not believe that this will be allowed to occur. I want to make that very clear. The fear-mongering information is out there right now on the internet. You can find it. You can read it. You can get as scared as you want to get. I don't believe it's going to happen. Please let me make that clear. I don't think that this would be allowed. That being said, I have written in this book very palpable, tangible evidence, which I also go through at my weekend convergence conferences, clearly describing a consciousness connection to earthquakes, volcanoes, hurricanes, etc. The way we find this connection is by looking at Russian pyramid studies, where they built pyramids, and the pyramid effects that were generated not only created healing of tissue, where any type of disease is almost completely eradicated, and there's all sorts of other effects, purifying of water, oil comes out of the ground better, and also they found that there were these holes that appeared in the atmosphere that could be seen on these Russian technologies, and these holes would actually be able to deflect severe weather. It's a hole that's energetic in nature. Basically, it's a vortex, okay? It's big, really big. And the storms blow around the vortex, and they also found that earthquake activity was much less under the vortex. Now, why do I think that's significant? I believe that ultimately there is a spin in the gravitational field, and that spin is what's churning the atmosphere, the oceans, and the mantle underneath the continental plates. I believe that earthquakes are the result of ripples in this churning flow of the mantle. And I believe the churning flow in the first place is being driven by this spin field in gravity. It appears that when we create brainwaves, that those brainwaves, when we're in meditation, this is known now, brainwaves in meditation are smooth and even. They make nice waves, nice sine waves. However, when you're in anger, hatred, stress, and fear, your brainwaves are very choppy and staticky. Apparently what's happening is, and this is also reflected in the Law of One, when you think of thoughts of peace, you're creating coherent brainwaves which actually create ripples in the source field, which is this spin field in gravity. It's all the same stuff. And you're strengthening this spin field that makes the earth flow better so you don't have earthquakes, volcanoes, severe weather, etc. When you're in stress, you're actually creating ripples in the source field, which in turn create disruptive events out there in the world. Those disruptive events include volcanic eruptions, earthquakes. So even if these guys are using a HAARP-based technology, I do believe that's real. I do believe they can create earthquakes, volcanoes, and flooding, and severe weather, and all this stuff. I believe that's why all the tornadoes happen, and that's why you're getting all the flooding in the Mississippi. But what they're doing is they're bombarding the ionosphere with very high electrostatic energy, and they're rotating that energy, just like you saw in the Norway spiral. And that entrains the gravitational field. They can change the spin of the gravitational field. And that's what actually changes the flowing currents in the atmosphere, the oceans, and the earth to cause these various disasters to occur. But remember, those currents primarily are affected by consciousness. The Russian pyramid effects that did close up the ozone hole, they did deflect storms, and they did dramatically, if not completely, reduce earthquake activity. Instead of one big quake, you get a bunch of small ones. Those same pyramid effects were directly related to consciousness. They took granite rocks, stored them in the pyramids, and then put them in various prisons in Russia, and those prisoners had remarkable behavioral advances. They got much nicer to each other. They didn't attack each other. They didn't cause all this damage anymore. So think about what I just said. If there's a consciousness connection from the pyramids, if you put granite in the pyramids, and then that granite actually changes people's consciousness, that shows me that there is a source field effect. By source field, I mean the source of matter, the source of energy, the source of biology, and the source of mind. I believe ultimately the whole universe is an emanation of mind, and it's not just intuitively derived information or telepathic information or channel information, it's science. We've got the science. We can see the meditation effect at work. 7,000 people remarkably changing things on Earth, improving the economy, reducing fatalities dramatically, reducing terrorism dramatically. It seems to be very clear that just like the ancient legends said, we ultimately have control over these natural disasters. So I'm asking you with me right now to please take some time. Send your energy to the New Madrid fault line. Visualize the Mississippi River. Visualize the stress in the earth underneath the Mississippi River. With me right now, take a deep breath. Visualize that stress leaving the New Madrid Fault. Just let it go. Take that energy and push it away. Feel love in your heart. Feel love for the planet. Feel a sense of positivity, a sense of peace. Let go of that stress. Let go of that judgment. Because as we judge ourselves, we're sending that anger into the earth. The more that we can focus on the positivity, the more that that energy is shared with the earth, the more that we regularize these spin fields that the continents are flowing on, the mantle flows smoothly, the stress just eases out of that fault, and we don't need to have that happening anymore. I ask you, please, do this exercise after you get done listening to this. Spend 15 minutes, if you can't do that, even 5 minutes. Take some time, breathe it out, and the science is there that this will actually help heal the earth, prevent these disasters from happening, and ultimately quicken the speed by which you will be evolving into some new form, if you're ready for it, in which disclosure can happen in a positive, peaceful way. I'm David Wilcock. Next up is Benjamin Fulford. Thank you for listening. God bless you.